بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد أشعار وعارف بالله حضرت أختر حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کچھ اور. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. جان کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. جان کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے مور. راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے مور. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا جو پیمان ازل. تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا جو پیمان ازل. نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ. نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. میں نے مانا یہ بہار عارضی تجھ کو لبی. میں نے مانا یہ بہار عارضی تجھ کو لبی. دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کچھ اور. دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کچھ اور. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سر کسی زیبا نہیں. جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سر کسی زیبا نہیں. اس در جانا پہ سر رکھ اور در بت خانہ چھوڑ. اس در جانا پہ سر رکھ اور در بت خانہ چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کچھ اور. دامن مرسن پکر اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ ہمت مردان اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار ہمت مردان اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار راہ سربازی میں اپنے خون روبائی کو چھوڑ راہ سربازی میں اپنی خون روبائی کو چھوڑ اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ دامن مرسل پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ
All Hazrat's Ash'ar are beautiful bayans, and we should take it in that light. See, not just take it as some entertainment or just some Ash'ar which are seen. Normally Ash'ar are presented and just for entertainment like. But the main message of all Ash'ar, wherever they are, it is the message which is behind there. If we take the message and we take it to heart, then inshallah we will benefit. And if we just take it as entertainment, then instead of benefit, there will be harm for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us take the benefit which are in these ash'ar. And all buzurgs have got different colors. Some are not for ash'ar, others are through ash'ar. Ash'ar means poetry. Through the poetry, they bring about changes in people. And people do get inclined. And like, for example, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali in Durban, where there are a lot of people of the other school of thought, through the Ash'ar, and they are a lot for Ash'ar. Through the Ash'ar, many people, he won them over, and they came on the right school of thought. So in such places, it has a great effect also. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq, that we also bring a change in our lives, and that is the purpose. And also, which Allah makes us the means for a change to come in other people's lives as well. This beautiful ashar of our Shaykh, jisne sar bakhsha hai, usse sar kashi zeba nahi. And this also, we see how beautiful Hazrat was. Allah Ta'ala has blessed Hazrat, like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah has blessed him also about 28,500 ash'ar. And that was all from the blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when the last poems came, then they were left incomplete. Various people afterwards completed it, but when that inspiration, and that also we see that is the color of the Mashayikh, that they don't do things on their own, but the inspiration. Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali also says that he found himself many times middle of the night, 1-2 o'clock, his eyes just open. And then he takes the pen and he starts writing. And he doesn't think also. The pen just writes. But when he says, when the inspiration stopped, after that, as much as I tried also, I couldn't write any poems. So it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Allah give us tawfiq also to take it in that spirit and in that light, and that Allah Ta'ala make it that we benefit also. If we really go and see, the subject matter is very deep, and may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala let us understand it, and where was Hazrat's maqam? We can never reach there. We just look at the outward things of it, but we don't realize the reality. Just like, for example, we buy a brand new motor car. We use all the facilities which are there, everything we use, but how to make it, how it was made, all that engineering, all how many plans were made, all the different components, etc., our minds cannot reach there. That is beyond our mind. We just use the outward ready, just like that, these forms which are ready, that we just look at. But the reality of it, only they know. Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum, and the reality of it is for them. So Hazrat says that Jisne Sar Bakhsha hai, he who has given you your head, and Sar Bakhsha, and Allah Hazrat uses the word opposite of it, Sar Kashi. Sar Kashi. Sar Bakhsha, Sar Kashi. So Sar Bakhsha, he who gave you your head, and your head is where your brains are. And with your brains, you do everything of yours in your life. And when your brains function properly, everything you do in your life. So, tarkashi, disobedience. Who gave you that brains to be disobedient to him? Zeba nahi. This is not good. This is not at all good. Somebody who does good to you, and you do bad to the person. This is something very bad. If somebody is good to you, be good to that person who gave you your head. Then be obedient to him. Now don't become circus. Don't become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a great lesson for us, the very heading of the poem. Apne khalik par fida ho aur ghairullah kuch aur. Be completely sacrificed on your creator. And khairullah kuch aur, and give up khairullah, your khaliq, your creator, be completely sacrificed for him, because he is the one who made you, he is the one who gave you your existence, he is the one who looks after you, he is the one who gives you whatever ni'mat you have got, in deen also, your iman, if you are an alim, or your ilm, you're a hafiz, you're a qari, all that, who gave it to you? Allah Ta'ala gave it. So be completely fida. You sacrifice yourself completely for him who gave you everything. Like in this world also we know that somebody who is good, muhsin, of any person, then on whom he shows his ihsan, like for example, you know, famous it is said, Hazrat Lamed Barakatum should also explain that a dog doesn't leave the door of its master just because it gets its piece of meat from there. And because the master gives it its piece of meat, its food, then it doesn't leave that door. It's loyal to that master. So he who gave you your khaliq, who gave you everything, not only your one meal, who gave you, and in the head, what was ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The one is the brains, of course, which is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. In the head comes the eyes also, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The ears also, all the great faculties, the tongue, all these, the nose for smelling, is also a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. When somebody brought this white rumal, scarves from Medina Sharif for Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali and presented it to Hazrat, a gift I brought. So Hazrat took it, he kissed it, he respected it, he showed love, great love to it. So somebody was standing there, said, Hazrat, you are showing so much love to the scarf, but the scarf is made in China. It's written on there, made in China, or wherever else, wherever it was made. So Hazrat said, that I also know. But the wind of Medina has touched it. That is what makes it so valuable. So this head of ours, which Allah Ta'ala has given, how much mustn't we also respect it, love it? It's given by Allah Ta'ala. So apne khalik par fida ho, be completely sacrifice yourself totally for your creator. In there, ghairullah kuchor, and give up all that who are besides Allah Ta'ala. Who are the ones besides Allah Ta'ala? First and foremost, your own nafs, our own desires. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi writes that our life in this world is not even a moment. Now in this one moment, we please Allah Ta'ala. And then forever and ever, Allah will please you. Allah will make you happy. And in Akhirat will be the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant it all to all of us without being deserving of it in the least. But Allah grant it to us and all the leisure and enjoyment of Jannah. For that Buzurgs have written that give up the dunya's leisure and pleasure. So if you want the pleasure and leisure of Jannah, then give up the leisure and pleasure of this dunya. Then you will get the pleasure and leisure of Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy that these realities come into us. And our nafs is one, and with the nafs is coupled many other things also. One Maulana was just explaining students who come to them to learn. He says at the beginning, for 12 hours they are on the phone. Games, and whatever all other things which are on the phone. And today, unfortunately, this is a very common thing where the people are on all these things. And this time of the year also. And generally, all the evil that is taking place in the world, so we cannot imagine it, what and what. We should make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us the opportunity to be sitting in His house and to be here on this Saturday night. Otherwise, Saturday night is known for all evil and for all going to all the wrong places where all the wrong things happen. Somebody asked a question to one Darul Ifta, going to all these places and the food is halal, is it permissible? It's not only a matter of the food, that whole environment there, what is taking place there, the intermingling of the sexes, the partying, dancing, and all, what doesn't take place there. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So all ghairullah, there is no limit to ghairullah also. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain very beautifully from the ayat of the Quran, يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who takes them out from zulumat. Zulumat, darkness. All the gunas, layers of darkness. And that is in the plural. Because there are various types of all wrong. إِلَى النُّورِ, nur is singular. That is one, the path of Allah, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the one Quran of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala makes it that we make this effort also, and we beg of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala takes us out from all the zulumat, and brings us into the nur, His nur, and that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Damane murshid pakar, or nafs ki rishte kutor. Follow the ways that your shaykh, you have become bayat, your shaykh, what he's teaching you. Follow those ways. In other words, follow the ways of deen. Bring deen into your life. Or nafs ki rishte kutor. And all the connections of the nafs that it has got, break all those connections. Nafs has got, for example, pride. Pride is a thing which is it is sort of ingrained in a person. And to break that pride is very, very hard. and a person needs to make a great effort and needs the directions and the du'as of his Shaykh. And we see also in the Khanqahs how the Mashaykh, the genuine Mashaykh, Allah save us, we are here just like for name. But those, how they should for to break the pride of the murid, how what efforts they used to make, great efforts they used to make to break that pride of the murid. And today, unfortunately, we just like some ashar and then some bayans and that. But that practical, that to go through that, may Allah bless us with those realities. So that pride. And then another thing is, Maulana Abdul Mu'id Sahib, Da'amat Barakatuhum, almost every bayan of his, he was explaining about ananiyat, that is yourself, your nafs, that you just want to do things for your pleasure and for your enjoyment. Today we look forward, food we look forward to, resting, look at our bedrooms, look at our beds, etc. Everything, all just conducive for our nafs, for our enjoyment. That is what we have made the object of our life, to never look at our homes, how they are. All the time it is all that. So that we should, and what the Mashaykh teach us, what their teachings are, we should try and bring that into our lives. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. And this is a reality which we all know, but it doesn't strike us. And unfortunately, after it has been explained, yeah, it still doesn't strike us. That the bodies of the beauties of this world, their bodies will become sand in the grave. That is, we know that no matter how, for example, the unthinkable Titanic, which they challenged Allah Ta'ala, and they called it the unthinkable Titanic, that they had put in all those provisions of safety and precautions of safety that it will not sink. But on its maiden voyage, the first journey, it sunk. As it was going from England to America, most probably that was the route. It hit the ice glacier, and then it broke in pieces. And that night, the woman who were on that ship, young woman, 16, 17 year old, overnight, they became like old ladies. So that is how, when they saw those frightening scenes that took place there. And that is all that we see is without Iman. After Asr, Maulana Saeed, Allah Sahib Mullah, Allah Jim Jazai Khair, he was explaining about Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So of that he was explaining one incident, that they were traveling in the desert on a donkey cart or whatever it was, and the donkey cart broke down there in the desert somewhere. And for 6 days they were stranded there. Now imagine to be stranded there, no water, nothing. A Bedouin came and he said, for every sip of water, so much money. And when you are so thirsty, can you imagine how it is? So that is when insan doesn't make effort on insan. This is what the result comes. So that was their condition of Iman. Then they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sent down light, rains, cool, wonderful breeze, and all that, it soothed them completely. And so that is, if you have got Iman in you, and you turn to the creator of conditions, the controller of conditions, the changer of conditions, but that requires that Iman. Unfortunately, we are, our nafs is our, we just want to satisfy. Our condition is like that. And al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi, a person speaks of his own condition. That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, ara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa, did you see that stupid fool who takes his own desires as his God, as his creator. Allah Ta'ala has given us our Sharia, which is for the whole Ummah. And in that, for example, rozas. And our rozas are coming now in summer. And a person already starts getting frightened for the rozas. And there are those other places in the world where 21 hours they're keeping rozas. And with Iman, it is only possible to keep that rozas. When even little small children are keeping those rozas. Otherwise, the smallest excuse a person looks for. So all these beauties of this world, khaak ho jayenge khabro mein, haseeno ke badan. These bodies of these beauties of this world, they will become sand one day. Arzi, dilbar ke khatir, rahi peghambar na chhor. Your temporary dilbar, your lover, your love, what you have love for, do not, for the sake of satisfying your nafs, to make yourself happy, food, sleep, woman, entertainment, sports, lifestyle, whatever, we are doing it for our nafs. Arvi dilbar ke khatir, for the temporary of this world, rahi peghambar na chhor, don't give up the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. That is the true way that we must go. And we see, for example, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat was of our times more or less, long before our times, but of these times. And the buzurgs of the past, Allahu Akbar, we can't even imagine, we can't even hear what sacrifices they made. So Hazrat had to, in his old age, he got cataract, myopia of the eyes. So the Hakim said, we can treat it, but it will for a few days, you won't be able to make sajda on the ground. So he said, forget few days sajda, and every day five namazes. The five first namazes are 20 rakats. So all the namazes with all the sunnahs and the nafils, etc., round about 40 rakats. He said, forget 40 rakats of namaz. One sajda, I'm not prepared to make it against the way of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are we? We cannot even imagine where these people were. And the people of before, for a mustahab, for a sunnah, they would sacrifice the world for it. That is more valuable than all the things of this dunya also. So for the enjoyment of this dunya, do not give up the ways of Peygamber alayhi salatu wa salam, the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jaane kab aajaye Rab se tujhko peghame ajal. Only Allah knows that when will the time come, then you'll have to answer the eternal call from Allah Ta'ala. A person has got no idea, and the call comes. And there are so many people who wish to die, but mort is not coming. They are in difficulty, they are in hardship. But yes, those who are even in hardship, if they have got that quality of Iman, may Allah bless us with that. Imran ibn Hussein is one narrator of hadith, a sahabi radiallahu anhu. For 32 years, he had some sore on his body because of which he couldn't even turn or anything. Now imagine 32 years. For us, 32 seconds. If there was a measurement smaller than seconds, even for that time, little bit pain we cannot endure. But say how, and how Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, different narrations. One narration is of up to 18 years that he was wealthy, but he lost everything. He lost his family also, everyone. Allahu Akbar. What was that? For us, it is only words on our tongue. The reality, we are far, we got no inkling. We got no idea of what these realities are. So when that call will come from Allah Ta'ala, and that is such a call that nobody can reject it. everyone has to answer it, and everyone has to accept it. So that is the time that will be coming. Great philosophers and psychologists, etc., people who have written about what life is, etc., they get very angry in their books, and when they write that finally what we made effort for our whole life and what we cherish for so much, we have to leave everything and go completely empty-handed. Rahi gum karda nafs ko iski gumrahi se moor. This nafs of ours which is gone, which has lost its path. Now, usko gumrahi se moor. Turn it from its wrong path. Like we have the GPS and we are going wrong. And it says, make a U-turn as soon as possible. And we don't listen, we're carrying on still on the wrong road. And then every time there's an opportunity, it says, make a U-turn as soon as possible. So that U-turn, we also have to make. Our nafs that is going on the wrong direction. May Allah forgive me, forgive us all. A person feels very guilty with all these realities. That on the wrong path a person is, and now he has to make a U-turn, turn towards Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Tune jo rab se kya tha ehd o peyman azal, ehd o peyman azal, the pledge that you have made with Allah Ta'ala originally, right at the beginning, that is when Allah Ta'ala said, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? That pledge that you have made. And Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif explains about this pledge. That pledge Allah had made with everyone. And to teach us a lesson, Allah explains about the Bani Israel in the Quran Sharif. That they made this pledge and then they broke this pledge with Allah Ta'ala. So that we learn we don't break that pledge. We all said that Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our everything. But when we came in this dunya, unfortunately we forgot Allah Ta'ala. And we forgot the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that pledge that we have made. Or it is also, it refers to the pledge, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa-bayna an yahmilnaha wa-ashfaqna minha wa-hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. That Allah Ta'ala presented the stress of deen on the heavens, the earth, the mountains. What great big creations. But they said it's too heavy, we cannot manage it. We won't be able to manage. But insan, he lifted it up. He said, I'll do it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains it so beautifully. It is like he says, a father gives his eldest son some work to do. Pick up this box here. Pick up this bag of flour or whatever it is it might be. But the eldest son has got too many things in his head and he refuses. And the young son of the father, who is like devoted to the father, loves his father, all the time behind his father. He says, I'll pick it up. Now, he can't pick it up. He hasn't got the ability. Like that insan, he was not in a position. He said, I'll pick it up. Insan. Insan said, yes, I will pick it up. Innahu kana zaluman jahula. That this insan, he's bhola bhala, jahula. And Zaluman, he made zulam on himself. He said that, I'm ready, I'll pick it up. And this trust, then, vast majority of us, we haven't fulfilled this trust. We have broken this pledge and this trust with Allah Ta'ala. But we were too eager to rush in. Just like in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, what's it in 26? Lawla nuzzila alayna al-Quran, qala alladhina amanu. In which there is an ayat of jihad. They desire, they say to Allah, oh Allah, give us, command us to make jihad. But when the command of jihad comes, then very few will take up that and will make jihad. Today, if the command of jihad is to come, and it will come, and it will be it will be nafir-e aam, that everyone has to go for jihad. How many of us will fall out? When the Dajjal will appear and the army of Imam Mahdi will be made, they will be divided into three groups. So the army, well, of course, who is it? Who will go? Those people who are keen and who want to make jihad. One third of them will run away from the battlefield. So it means that those who were keen, but when they saw mort coming, then they ran away. And those people, it comes in the hadith, in the riwayat, they will die, Allah save us all, as murtads, that they have renegated on their deen, and they will die in that condition. One third of them will become shaheed in that battle, and they will reach their objective. And the other one third will be those with Imam Mahdi who will gain the victory. So it isn't easy. It is a thing like that. A person, somebody told Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Medina Sharif, that make dua that we Imam Mahdi comes in our time and that we can take part. So Hazrat reprimanded him. He says, you think you got the power and strength to be in the army of Imam Mahdi? Today, those people who might have got that iman, what sacrifices they're making in Gaza, no matter what the odds are they are making, but it's not everyone's cup of tea. If you to have that strength of that iman, what Hazrat is talking about here are things which are very, very deep. We are far. And on the other hand, we must beg Allah for afiyat all the time. All the time beg. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best thing you can ask of Allah ta'ala is afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Afiyat we have to ask, we have to beg. We are very, very, very weak. Allah make it easy for us. Nafs aur dushman ki wajah se usko e zalim na tor. Because of your nafs, which is your enemy, don't break that pledge with Allah Ta'ala. And if we go and see ourselves, we have completely broken that pledge. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. Forgive us our pride, our arrogance, to satisfy our nafs. How much we go out of the way to satisfy our nafs and to please Allah Ta'ala. These are those people who have been blessed with that iman. Maine mana hai bahare arzi tujhko laziz. Hazrat says, I do understand and I accept that this bahar, the weather of spring. Spring, everyone, it's a very nice, you feel nice in that weather. That this temporary spring of yours, this temporary pleasing your nafs, I accept it. That is very enjoyable to you. You look forward very much to please yourself and to make yourself happy. Whether it is you make yourself happy with your wife, with your children, in your house, your entertainment, your sports, to make yourself happy all the time, that is what every person cherishes very much. Daimi rahat ki khatir, arzi rahat ko chhor. For daimi rahat, for eternal enjoyment, eternal pleasure, give up temporary pleasure. A person who gives up this temporary pleasure will find the eternal pleasure. And so Allah Ta'ala make it. And there are, mashallah, there are people who are sitting amongst us here who, mashallah, have got that in them, that they give preference to Allah Ta'ala. And of course, at this time, we are very weak also. So considering that, Allah Ta'ala also makes it very easy. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you are living in a time that if you don't practice on 10% of deen, or 90% you practice, and 10% you don't practice, then that will be also your destruction. A time will come when people will practice on 10% and they will be successful. So today the times are such, so Allah Ta'ala makes it also easy according to that, and according to our times Allah Ta'ala will tell us. But that it has to be within us. Allah Ta'ala guide us, Allah Ta'ala help us, and give us that reality of that Iman and that Deen. Jisne sar bakhsha hai, usne sar kashi zeba nahi. Allah repeats again the title of the poem, that he who gave you your head, it is not proper, it is not correct that you disobey him. Don't disobey him. Us dari jana pe sar us dari jana pe sar rakh aur dari but khana chhor. Put your head on the block where you will be chopped, on the block of Allah Ta'ala, where all you make your sacrifices, you give yourself for Allah Ta'ala. And the butkhana, the temple, the place where the idols are worshipped, and nafs is also an idol. Our desires are also an idol. So all you are doing for the idol's sake, for your nafs sake, forget all that. Give up all that and give yourself to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Like Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, that a person came to him and asked him for a kurta. So he told the khadim, give him my kurta. So the khadim said, Hazrat, you only got two kurtas. One gets washed and you wear the one. When you take off that one, then this one gets washed. If you're going to give that one also away, then what are you going to wear? What's going to happen? Hazrat said that the step, as long as you leave it open, the water flows. When you close it, the water stops. So from Allah Ta'ala's side also, keep the step open. Keep on giving. Where are we with that? And we will think of so many things we will think about. And then he told him to give it. They were coming from Nairobi to South Africa. As they landed at Joburg Airport, and the people went and received them, one person came with a gift of 6 kurtas for Hazrat. And exactly the size, how he wants them, made like that. So it is a matter with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So to have these realities in our lives, they are very deep things. So Hazrat is speaking of all this, and where are we? Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Where are we? Himmat-e mardana is alim to kar ab ikhtiyar. Hazrat says that himmat-e mardana, like a courageous man, take up your cudgels and become brave and courageous. With your own power, you can't do anything. With Allah's power, you can do everything. You'll overcome who and who. We were there in Medina Sharif when the Saudi government wanted Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib to give up the work of Tabligh. They said, you give up the work of Tabligh, you can carry on, otherwise we are cancelling your citizenship. He said, this work I can't give up. Now, who of us are prepared to do that? That if somebody comes and says that we will take away your citizenship, your passport will be confiscated, and you don't do any more the work of deen, who of us will be prepared? Maulana said that is impossible. They imprisoned, they took away Maulana, and that also in such a way, the intelligence of the police, how they work, how they took Maulana away, from amongst all the people who were present, how they worked and they took him away. Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib, Damat Barakatum, was very, very concerned immediately. And he found out where are the Jamaats making gusht. And he joined them there where they were making gusht. And there he was making dua. By the night, Maulana came back home. So that is all in the hands of Allah. So this is all to do with that Iman. Allah bless us with that reality of Iman. Rahe sarbazi mein apne khue rubahi kuch aur. In the path where you give your head, you are prepared to sacrifice everything. Give up your Rubahi, like a fox, which is very, very frightened. And it runs away from any problem and trouble. So give up death that you don't want to sacrifice. And be prepared to sacrifice all the time. Deen jiska hai, usi par asra akhtar karo. Whose deen it is, who gave us our deen, trust only upon him. Don't trust upon anyone else. Don't trust upon our shop. Don't trust upon our wages. Don't trust upon donors. Don't trust upon anyone or anything, but only put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Deen jiska hai, usi par asra kar akhtar karo. Trust only upon Allah Ta'ala. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apne sab fikro kuch hor. Whose work it is, give all your worries, give it over to Allah Ta'ala. For us, it is only words that we are talking. But for this reality to come, may Allah in His infinite mercy and by the barakat of His mercy and His kindness bless us with that level of iman.